on this episode of The Big Success Show, Step 7 of the Life Map course, Building Your Life Map, a clear path forward, bringing everything together into one clear, intentional plan.
Big Success with the Professor and Mary Lynn.
There's one thing I can say is that we love a good quote here at Big Success. We found a good one by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. A goal without a plan is just a wish. Let me say that again. Really important. A goal without a plan is just a wish. And boy, do we humans wish a lot.
And most New Year's resolutions are just a wish. And generally, there's no plan beyond the wish.
We make a wish when we blow out all the candles on a birthday cake.
We make a wish when we toss a coin in a wishing well or a fountain.
We make a wish when we see a shooting star.
We make a wish when we catch a clock at 11:11.
We make a wish when we break a wishbone from the turkey or chicken and we get the larger piece.
Oh, my sister and I always used to do that growing up.
That's prime value goods there, let me tell you.
We make a wish when we blow out all the seeds off a dandelion. We wish upon this and we wish upon that. We're so busy wishing that we don't even have time to build the plans that are an essential part of making progress in our lives, personally, professionally, and financially.
Now, over the last several episodes in our Life Course podcast series, we've walked through how to clarify what matters most to you so that you can set goals that truly resonate. And notice there, we're talking about goals, not wishes.
Right, setting goals that resonate. Mm-hmm. So they're goals that you take action on. So you're not wishing that they'll happen. You actually do make them happen.
You make them happen. And so today, actually, we're getting to that point. We're talking about connecting the dots and showing how each step works together.
Welcome to the Big Success Show, where we help you create the life that you want. Hi, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm George, the professor.
Let's talk about how all 7 steps in the Life Map course come together to form your life map.
And now I want to emphasize something real quickly. This isn't theory. This is not professorial academic thinking.
Professor.
Which is good stuff a lot of times, but this is practical steps.
All right. We started with your baseline. That was step 1. Understanding where you are right now, not where you wish you were. Not where you think you should be, but where you actually are.
And that gives you clarity and honesty, the foundation of any real plan. Remember, this is a step that you cannot skip, because without it, you risk setting goals that aren't aligned with your true priorities. We humans tend to burn out when we have goals like that.
Then we moved on to step 2, your vision, defining where you want to go, not just in goals, but in how you want your life to feel.
And your vision serves as your North Star. And once it's clear, decisions become much easier to make. You just have to ask yourself, does this move me closer to my vision or not? And while your vision can evolve, it's important that it reflects what matters most to you right now.
Next came your values, the principles that guide your decisions. And we talked about identifying what truly matters so that you're not pulled in 100 different directions.
Your values serve as guardrails, guiding you on how to spend your time and where you focus your energy.
Yes, time and energy, those two precious resources.
Plus, when you are living in alignment with your values, you feel fulfilled while you're working to achieve your big goals.
Next is your mission, your driving force, your why. And this is the deeper motivation that keeps you pushing forward when things get hard.
Your mission often sits right at the intersection of your strengths and a need that you care about. What problem do you feel called to solve? Who do you most want to impact? How do you want to make a difference in their lives?
After that, the next step we talked about, your goals, the bridge between dream and reality.
And I didn't see wishes on that list.
Yes. Yeah, you set yourself up for success when your goals are aligned with your vision, mission, and values.
Aligned goals help you say yes to the right things and no to options that pull you off course. Now, Mary Lynn, I think that there's an important point to be made here, and that is when we say the right things, we're not talking about a moral statement. We're talking about right with your plan.
Yeah,
aligned with your
right
plan.
What's right to you.
Yeah, and the way that you stay motivated by doing that or for doing that is with more long-term goals. But in order for them to be real, we need to break them down into doable steps. Mm-hmm. Now, we call those steps milestones in our Life Map course. Milestones let you see progress and give you more quick wins.
Yeah, we definitely need those. As humans, we need those quick, short victories, don't we?
Yes, the shorter the better.
Yes. All right. And then next, contingencies. And we talked about that in actually our last podcast, because you don't want setbacks to stop you. You don't want surprises to derail your momentum.
And disruptions are the enemy of big success. Without contingency plans, one disruption can knock you off course for months, even longer. And that could be a layoff or a job promotion or just about anything that's unexpected.
Yeah, because that was one thing we talked about in the podcast. Disruption doesn't have to be a negative thing. It can be a positive thing,
absolutely
too.
Right.
And so, but when you build contingencies into your life map, that means you've conducted a risk assessment, or you've established a plan B, or you've deployed the two-route rule. Well, then a surprise will not faze you at all. You will stay in motion.
Each of the six steps in the Life Map course builds on the one before it. None of them stand alone. That's intentional.
Yeah, one of the biggest reasons we created the Life Map course is because most planning tools only focus on one area of life. Career goals, personal growth, or finances.
But life doesn't work that way. Your personal life, your professional life, and your financial life are all deeply interconnected. A decision in one area almost always impacts the others.
You could be successful at work, but stressed at home. You could be personally fulfilled, but financially overwhelmed. Or you could be financially stable, but professionally unfulfilled.
That's why our Life Map course takes a holistic approach. Rather than planning parts of your life, we help you plan your whole life. When your personal goals, professional goals, and financial goals are aligned, everything works together instead of competing for your time and energy.
This kind of integration creates balance. It helps you make decisions that support all areas of your life, not just one at the expense of the others.
And that's what balanced success looks like. You're moving forward professionally, growing personally, and building financial stability all at the same time.
The Life Map isn't about doing more. It's about making sure that what you're doing actually fits the life you want to create.
And that's why the Life Map course emphasizes integration. You're not creating three separate plans. You're creating one aligned life.
So let's talk about what your Life Map does and how it helps you in your day-to-day life.
Your Life Map becomes a decision-making tool. When something new comes along, you don't ask, is this a good opportunity? No, you ask, does this align with my life map?
It simplifies choices. It reduces overwhelm, and it gives you confidence because you know what you're saying yes to and why. You also know what you're saying no to and why.
And it's flexible. Your life map evolves as your life evolves. It's a living framework, not a rigid plan.
And it's also visual. We help you reduce your long-term goals and milestones down to motivational terms and phrases that are short enough to fit on a graphic so that you can download it to your phone. And then your mini life map is with you at all times to help you stay connected to your goals and plan.
Here's your big assignment to bring this all together. Take one sheet of paper and write where you are right now, where you want to go, what matters most to you, why it matters to you, why it matters, one aligned goal you're working toward, and one contingency that keeps you moving if life changes. So why do we ask you to do this assignment? Because doing it gives you clarity, which creates direction, and direction creates momentum, which leads to big success.
Now, don't forget, we have free downloads that go with each step in our Life Map podcast series. It's like taking a mini Life Map course, and you can find the link to the whole podcast series collection in your show notes.
If you've listened through this series, you've already taken positive steps toward creating the life you want. And if you'd like guidance walking through this process step by step with structure, tools, and support, that's exactly why we created the Life Map course. Learn more at bigsuccess.com/lifemap.
The course helps you build your personalized life map, one that integrates your whole life and grows with you. If this Life Map series has been helpful, be sure to follow our podcast so you don't miss what's next.
And follow us on social media for more tools and encouragement. We're at Big Success across all platforms.
And come be part of our Big Success community. We'd love to have you join us. at bigsuccess.com/join.
And thank you so much for listening. Until next time, here's to your big success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.